We're checking in with what's going on at the YMCA of the Upper Palmetto. We have Laura Smith joining us here on PM. On the PM. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great. The summer is moving right along, and I know our YMCAs are packed because we see them with our own eyes that they're packing. We like that. They're very busy.
Absolutely. I mean, this time of year is all about youth development. We categorize the Y and what we do, because there's not one word to describe what we do. We've talked about that many a times, but we have kind of three, pillars, and they're, healthy living, youth development, and social responsibility. And so you can see every day the youth development stuff happening if you don't see it during the normal year. It is popping at the seams with youth development. So we were just talking before we went on air about Camp Cherokee. So they are in full gear. Session 4 started last night. It is, and what a blessing. I'm thinking about, I was watching the weather. I'm an operator by heart. I'm a development director now, but I'm an operator by heart. And you look at the weather, and you're like, gosh, this week, and kids out and about and stuff like that. And we have all kinds of protocol in place, to safely navigate the weather. Some people think, that we're just gonna, the kids aren't just gonna be outside, even at Camp Cherokee. And then I was thinking, what a blessing to have the lodge, this week. It's a blessing when it rains, but what a blessing that we have the lodge this year. Because, it's cooler in the mountains and, under that canopy of gorgeous trees, but still. So, but yes, we are in full form there. And then we're already thinking ahead. Right now is the time to think ahead. Us parents, we're in the one season, but you got to be thinking about the next one. So all of our fall activities. So if you haven't registered for after school, or, fall swim lessons, or all the sports and all that, that's all happening right now. So we are, like I said, busting at the seams with youth development work. We also have some really cool things going on in the healthy living side of things. So we just opened in the Indian Land Y. One of the things, if you've been there, we're busting at the seams on the healthy living fitness side of things and really kind of, trying to navigate that challenge. And so we took some of the childcare classrooms and turned it into what's called the Power Mill. And it's this gorgeous, I'm going to have to send you pictures because you're going to want to put it up on your shelf. But it is, it's for 18 and up. It's kind of an adult workout facility, but it is, it is just beautiful. And then it has these three pods in there. They're called Y pods. And it actually, in that pod, has everything you would want to do your personalized workout. And you can actually reserve those pods. So let's say you're like, I'm coming in at 5 o'clock. I want to have all my equipment, and all that. You can reserve those pods. Now there is a cost to, to get into that Y pod, program, but then you reserve it, you go in, you do your workout, all your stuff is right there. So you're not like going over here to get your band and going over there to get your.
It's kind of like the people at the grocery store, you just pick up you order your groceries and go, and
so
it's all right there for you.
So everything
it's
you
instantaneous.
Walk in, you walk in and everything is there.
I love it.
It's a brand new concept, for the YMCA of Upper Palmetto, it's cool. You have to check it out. And then this is our first time. What we also did too is add, the Fitness Plus. So it's called Premier Fitness Plus. So it's the first time in a bigger facility. Because if you think about our Fitness Plus, that's all in a facility that you're kind of in and out with just the fitness equipment, and you don't have where the larger facility. So so we have it where it's only 18 and up, where our other Fitness Plus is 16 and up. But you can, we've got that open where you can get into the Power Mill, and then our other core training room that's all on the first floor. The other part of the facility is locked off and secure, but you can come as early as 4 a.m. and stay as late as 11 p.m. So another location that we've added, and that's much needed, because if you look at where we have those locations, we haven't had it out there in Lancaster. So
is the Power Mill, that part of the YMCA there in Indianland, does that cost a little bit more to be part of, or is it just the renting of the space?
So it's
more?
Just the renting of the space. It does, the Power Mill room and access to that Fitness Plus is open, for 18 and up. It does, our we did make the decision, like our third party members that are with our, you know, health insurance reimbursement, if they want access to that space, there is a little bit of an upcharge there. But really, as a member, like you can come in, like if you were found yourself over in that neck of the woods at 4 o'clock in the morning, you could scan in there and go in, or anytime you can go in there. So there's no charge of that. It's just the Y-Pods because it's saying, just like the grocery store thing, it's a little bit of a service fee for like everything being in one area and you can go in and get out.
You're paying for your convenience and you're paying, obviously, folks that go choose that option. Time is limited
and
you've got to be focused and deliberate. So there's pros and cons to that too. And the fact that it's an option to folks is fantastic.
Yes.
I have to check out the Power Mill Room. That sounds like really intense. And, you know, I like intense. I like workouts. So I love the YMCA. That's going to be fantastic.
Well, I will send you pictures and stuff. And then once you pop in there, you got to pop over to CSD.
Okay, what's going on there?
Take us over to Clover. And it is, we've redone the fitness floor there. So much needed fitness. Yes, yes. You don't have to like hide your grimace. Okay. Yeah. You know, you're good.
Yeah, thanks, Laura.
We own the different parts of what we do well and where we need to, you know, there's always continued improvement, especially when you're operating as many facilities as we do. But we redid the fitness floor there, so new equipment and stuff. So it's gorgeous. So you have to check that out. That just opened on we were closed, actually, from Thursday to Thursday to kind of overhaul the whole facility. And then what's in the works there is to turn the little office that's there into a restroom so that we can do the Fitness Plus there as well. So again, you know, trying to hit the different parts of our service area to say that there is a Fitness Plus that's convenient for you, as well as, you know, just upgrades to things that our members just need. So a lot going on in the healthy living side of things too.
Oh my goodness.
Exciting.
That's great. So you got renovations, you've got pods, and when you, TJ here has a question. So TJ, you can go ahead and ask it. So do you fill out the type of equipment?
So what type of equipment is in the pod? So if I were to sign up, is there a questionnaire that it would ask me to say, do you want to do like focus on cardio or focus on, you know, arms or something? And then, and then, so staff or whoever would come in and put that kind of stuff in there, or is it just, you know, already it's fully stocked and ready to go?
Absolutely. So it is fully stocked and ready to go with everything, with the exception of cardio, because we're not, you know, I mean, there's not a, you know, multi, you know, do you want a treadmill or any of that equipment that we'd move? But it's all loaded up to do any of your core or strength training things. So
weights
we really thought through, and, you know, really the typical, I mean, I guess you could be unique, and if you're unique, then you probably don't want to be confined to a pod, right? But it has all the things that you would need. I mean, medicine ball, you know, BOSU ball. I mean, it has all the things that you would need to do your kind of core and strength workout.
And I assume the folks going there probably already have the workouts either loaded on their phone or some on paper, and they know exactly what to do. And to your point, it does take some time to walk all over the gym to get one piece of equipment. Someone might be using those dumbbells, and if you can go ahead and take care of that.
Or
in
you
one,
could be using a workout on the Y360
right,
as
that,
well.
That, yep, that
which
came to mind as
great.
Far as like, so if you don't have your, you know, if you don't have your workout locked and loaded and you're not one that, you know, plans it and you want somebody else to plan, that's the beauty of that Y360 app. So, you know, not only can you do it when you're on vacation or away from the Y, but you can do it within the Y, so you can set your, you know, phone up, and again, the equipment is there that you're going to need for most workouts.
Perfect.
Great.
All right. Well, those are some of the headlines coming from the YMCA of the Upper Palmetto. Check out the Y in person. And as Laura mentioned, even though we're focused right now on the summer, go ahead and start thinking about the fall. The fall season will be here before we know it. Sign your kids up for all of the after-school activities. Laura, here's to a great summer, and here's to healthy eating and healthy living and mind, body, and spirit, and do it right there at all of our YMCA branches.
Thank you, guys.